This is what's left in one of the coaches after the attack. Hundreds of passengers on board. Many are still unaccounted for. Witnesses say the attackers opened fire after an explosion derailed the train.
When they entered coach SP-17, they opened fire and forced out the passengers. One other passenger and I were found hidden under a seat when they emptied our coach. They shot the other man, who died instantly. I stood up and begged for my life. We were herded into the bush, but I managed to slip away in the dark.
There was blood everywhere. It looked like a slaughterhouse. Many people were shot.
The train was only a few kilometers from its destination. The wounded are being treated in hospitals, including this military hospital. It's the second attack on trains in 6 months on the same route.
2 days before Monday night's attack, armed men referred to here as bandits invaded the Kaduna airport and prevented an aircraft from taking off until they were pushed back by security. That airport has been shut and train services have now been suspended. The Abuja-Kaduna highway isn't safe either. In the past 3 years, attackers have kidnapped hundreds of people on the highway. Many of them have never been heard from again.
The Nigerian president has ordered the military to rescue the kidnapped passengers and repair the damaged track for resumption of services.
I'd like to assure you that those behind it will not go unpunished. Currently, the men are on their chase, and they will certainly pay the price.
Nigeria's military is currently deployed to fight criminals in all of the country's 36 states. Responsibility security analysts say the police can handle if they are given the necessary support. Kidnapping for ransom and unprovoked attacks have disrupted agriculture, commerce, and education. It has now spread to nearly all parts of the country as security forces struggle to deal with the problem. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Abuja, Nigeria.